You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all the issues, and like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hour number two, all right? So we've been kind of nugging our way through this first part of the Triple Dipper, talking, and I named this part of the section of the Triple Dipper, get a job. Well, yeah. Some of that, though, is getting people back into the idea of getting a job. So Alabama has a great unemployment rate, 2.6%. Alabama's labor participation rate sucks. So we are doing worse than the national average on labor force participation. But yet our unemployment rate's good. And we're seeing all kinds of stuff like what employers are having to do to get people back in the workforce, because we have more jobs than we have people is what it feels like. And I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but it feels that way. Anyway, you hear me talk about ZLA Solutions all the time. ZLA Solutions, if you want to check them out, their website is www.zlausa.com. I've told you multiple times that they just came off their best year ever. And they're bread and butter, man. Aside from all the things they do, like they can help you with logistics and warehousing and quality control and sorting and containment and all that stuff. But their bread and butter is still staffing. Putting people in jobs together, temp or direct hire. And I always kind of say blue collar, white collar, no collar, don't matter. They can find the people. Well, they've had their best year ever, but I figured if anybody knows the trends on this stuff, it's going to be them. So I called them and I said, hey, man, as long as I'm bragging on you every day and talking about jobs anyway, can we get Andrew on the – so Andrew Ford, president of ZLA Solutions, is on the line. How you doing, my friend?
Well, Phil, I am wonderful, and thank you for having me on again. Obviously, I love being on your show. And by the way, the intro, I know I say this every time, just gets me motivated with a guitar playing. But but anyway, thank you for, you know, the kind words. And it has been, you know, a good year. But in my industry, it's kind of a good year for a bad reason. You know, so, I mean, it's just because there are so many jobs available and so many companies, you know, need companies like mine to be able to help them just keep their workforce, you know, moving enough to be able to sell their goods and back up what they tell their customers, right?
Yeah.
You know, so it has been obviously the hardest 2 years in the industry ever just to get people overall to work, but there's been more jobs ever in the industry. So it's a double-edged sword for my line of work, but what I'm seeing, you know, to really answer your overall question to start about the labor participation / unemployment is in some industries it is getting much, much better. But okay. In some industries it is improved zero. You know, so it really, to answer that question, is it's industry specific from what I'm saying, not necessarily overall. Like a perfect example, you know, I'm allowed to say, you know, UAB Hospital, for instance, you know, for us where we've been, you know, helping them hiring for multiple years now, you know, had to put in a very, you know, lucrative incentive pay just, you know, to be able to get people to come into work on the weekend during COVID and all of that. But it has finally, 2 years later, you know, been able to finally come back around to where they're able to do more steady hiring, not have to overload all the incentives just to get people to come back to work. You know, so that shows me at least their industry is leveling out. But then you have the automotive industry, for instance, that it seems like is actually going backwards. Huh. You know, so when it comes to production levels and employees, right now, Phil, anyone with entry-level skills that wants a job, you know, can go to any factory whatsoever and get, you know, said job, right? Because people like me and my company and, you know, tens of others, you know, are trying to help the entire industry right now. So, no, if jobs are out there and people want them, they can get them. So the labor participation rate in some industries is good because people want to go back to work in that industry. But in some, I don't ever see it recovering.
Wow, I don't want to hear that. But let me ask you this. We just, right before you came on, right before our top of the hour break, we had a guy, I think it was Steve from Huntsville, called in. He works in the trades. And he said that he's aware that some of the union wages on job sites he works as a union a pipe fitter, he said they had to raise it entry level from $15 to $18 an hour just to get people in, because what existed pre-pandemic wasn't drawing people in anymore. Are you is that what you're seeing? I mean, I heard you say that UAB had to increase their package.
100%. Well, let's talk about pipe fitters, because we just got a new customer in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, who needs 25 pipe fitters, because they're obviously a commercial pipe fitting company. And so, but for 1 year of experience as a certified boilermaker or pipe fitter, 1 year, $25 to $30 an hour.
Wow.
So, yes, and that is verifiable. You can go on our website and see, 25 jobs right now for that right now. So,
does that allow for overtime too?
That guy said, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. So, I mean, the industry is just changing overall for trades. We just this week picked up a brand new customer in Birmingham, Alabama, where they actually mass produce entire rooms, right, that you can ship to like a hospital or a critical care place or whatever. And it's like glorified kitting for contractors, right? Like an entire room with bathroom, with the plumbing, the electrical, the tile floor, the whole thing done, and it can be railed to them, right? And then installed pretty much. We are hiring, almost 100 people being able to do simple, and I'm not going to say simple, but tiling a floor. It's you put the mud down and put the tile down and make some cuts, and all that. But in mass production environments, up to $30 an hour.
Wow.
So, so the job market is changing in a sense of you go get a little skill and you can make a lot more money than you could have prior, COVID, that's for sure.
Well, so, wow. What about this? Let me ask you this. So we're seeing in some cases, like you said, and like the other listener just said, that they're increasing wages and packages and offerings to get people in. What about the lowering of standards? Have you seen them have to lower standards? Like, what are you doing on criminal background checks? Has that changed? What are you doing on drug testing? Has that changed? What are you
still
seeing?
Has, yes. Okay, so yes on both. We have multiple customers, one in Georgia, but really only two in Alabama and one in Georgia that have already removed THC from their drug screens.
Wow.
It doesn't even exist. Yeah, I mean, even though it's still illegal in the state of Alabama, they just removed it from their drug screens. And then we have, and this is multiple customers, have removed their felony background check parameter to where if it is, it's not a kickout. It just, like, say, for instance, it couldn't be a violent felony, in the last few. So, I mean, you're seeing much, much, much more graceful, lenient policies in regards to background now.
Yeah.
So that is, and I've always been a proponent of, it was entirely too strict on felons because, everybody messes up sometimes. Not everybody, but people mess up. And when they do, they still have to have the ability, to earn some sort of income or they're going to be back incarcerated. So I've always been a big proponent of that. But it's, to coincide with that, that just means, more competition in the market. It's, again, the excuse of not being able to get a job just it's kind of gone away.
Yeah, well, and you're right. I mean, which is still kind of mystifying. So how many people do you see? Because I know you guys do a ton of onboarding. You have people applying for jobs mm-hmm. all over the place. So how many people do you see that have not even been working since COVID that are just now coming back in? And do you ever hear the conversation like, I'm scared to go back to work because of COVID?
No. Okay. No, that's kind of dead.
Good.
Yeah.
Glad.
No, we don't
Yay.
Ever really hear that anymore. Yeah. Now, granted, you remember it used to be all day, every day we were hearing that. But, no, that's not really a thing anymore. It's just I can't really put one thing on it anymore, Phil. That used to be the easy thing to blame, was everyone was worried about that, and it was this and this and this. And now that it's, a couple years later, there's still almost the same amount of jobs open and the same need, so has it really gotten better? I don't know.
And so I guess from what you described, a lot of your hiring is for on-site employment. You're not doing a lot of remote telework kind of stuff, are you?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, no, what about white collar? Because I know you guys have a push right now where you're hiring for a high-tech opportunity at Redstone Arsenal. So
yes, sir.
Are you seeing the same kind of trends that you saw in the blue-collar side of hiring happening in the white-collar side too?
No, not yet, really. You know, it's the same parameter. Well, I take that back. I would say years of experience, you know, for those style jobs may be getting more lax. Like, you know, instead of a network engineer two needing, you know, 5 or 6 years experience, you know, now it may be 2 to 3.
Okay.
You know, or, you know, things like that. So there are some things, you know, on that line, on that side of the business that, you know, I guess have gotten more lax, but not really. You know, those have stayed pretty the same. And I will admit, the salaried position you have not seen an increase in salaried roles, like the actual amount, like, say, a production supervisor, you know, at Toyota 3 years ago before COVID. You know, we would get them in hired up to, you know, as high as a 70K base salary, you know, straight time, overtime, things like that. 3 years later, right? It has not changed a bit.
Okay.
It is still the identical pay rate. So that is interesting to me, that it's the stuff with skill, you know, and things like that, other than your trades, you know, like supervision, management, operations, financial, things like that, you have seen zero increase in overall wage there, or at least I haven't. And I mean, we have almost 100 different, you know, direct hire salaried roles open, you know, on our website, you know, between our customers, and those we have not seen increase, but every single solitary one of them have had probably a 30% increase in overall hourly wage, you know, for entry level.
Interesting. All right. Well, listen, the fight continues. Brother, I appreciate you making some time. I know you got plenty going on there at the office. Shameless plug here, I guess, while we're talking, you want to tell them where they can find out more about you and how to apply for jobs?
Yes, sir. No, I appreciate it, man. And as always, we're ZLA Solutions. We're in Madison and Coleman and Birmingham, Gadsden, you know, all different parts of Georgia. We can help you get a job. Give us a call at, you know, our corporate office. But mainly, go see us at ZLAUSA.com. And we've got all of our jobs listed there. You can contact all of our individual offices. And we are here to help. You know, so like I've said a million times, Phil, thank you for the shameless plug. But we are here to help try to get people jobs. And I appreciate any help we can get.
All right, Andrew Ford, appreciate your time, man. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Hey, have a great day. Thanks.
Yeah, bud. All right, Boomer, move us to a break, brother. I ran about a minute longer than usual. But I mean, you're hearing a guy who's in the industry right now. That's all he does is daily put jobs with clients and clients with jobs. And if anybody's seeing the trends, he is. We'll come right back. I'll wrap this up, tell you some of the other labor forces that are out there that we're seeing, hearing, and talk about how it impacts our economy. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Got to have some Ted Nugent bump. Got
to have it.
Got to have
it. He's going to call and get on to me again. He's going to cuss me out.
Can't do that. You should only have to be cussed out by Ted Nugent once in your life.
Just one time.
Yes, that's all it takes. by the way, I sent that podcast to somebody just this past weekend. If you've never heard our interview with Ted Nugent or any of our other guests along the way, you can always find them. Our podcasts are out there Boomer? I guess virtually every podcasting form known to man,
any podcast form that you like, go to it and then search Right Life, or sorry, Right Side Radio.
Right Side Radio. Thank you. That's all right. Yeah. And the podcast is like kicking. We're pushing 126,000 right now.
Yeah, super close.
But you guys, so you mentioned it, not a Freudian slip, a real deal comment. So So there's another podcast that we started, about 4 weeks ago, Boom?
Yeah, a little over 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, the Right Life podcast,
correct,
a part of the Right Side Multiverse. The Right Life podcast
Multiverse.
Is Boomer and the lovely McQueen talking about life and things that they, you know, deal with as parents and whatever else in society that comes up.
Absolutely.
And, it's by the way, it's a lot of fun. The one you just did with the folks that own the Chick-fil-A franchise.
Yes.
I found that fascinating.
Yeah, and then we have another one coming out this week. It's with actually my sister, who was adopted from Ukraine, and she's telling her story.
Listen,
So
one of my favorite days in the legislature was passing a law to change the way we do foreign adoptions, and we named it after your sister. I'm just saying.
Karina's Law.
Ah. It is law in
Amazing.
Alabama. All right. Hey, listen, let's put a pin in this thing. So the number one thing on the Triple Dipper today, get a job. All right. You can get a job. You want a job. There's jobs out there. I'm just saying. All right. How bad do you want one? I mean, and oh, by the way, what is it you're looking for? If you're not working right now, but you could, why? I guess is the question. And truth be told, there's a lot of folks that are not in the labor force for all the right reasons. I mean, love stay-at-home parents because they're taking care of their kids. Love the fact that some people are taking care of family members, you know, and other folks have earned their retirement and they went ahead and retired early because the pandemic just said, you know what, I'm done. But if there's not any of those, if you're just not participating because you just gotten out of the habit or you got paid enough to sit at home or what, get up off the couch, turn off the TV, put down the bag of ho-hos, and get back in the labor force. The explanations that we hear from the Department of Labor, Bureau of Labor Statistics, is that a lot of what we're seeing that people are just not quite getting over yet is literally, according to an article here from January 25th, so it's pretty recent from Forbes, they still cite things like fear of getting COVID. Stop it. Get over yourself. The world's going to be okay. Higher unemployment benefits. Stop it. Taxpayers shouldn't be paying your way unless we have to, all right? Get back in the business of going to work. Increased dependent care needs, I get it. That's taking care of, you know, that's like you don't have daycare for your kids. I get it. That's an issue. That's real. Desire for higher wages. Well, go find them because they exist. Slower population growth. I have no idea what that means. Why is that a thing? Slower population growth. Fewer people being born. Well, they're not in the workforce for the next 18 years anyway. But we also see, by the way, some demographics are doing better. Believe it or not, there are more people, allegedly by Investopedia here, there's more people in the black community who are at work now since 2008. Well, that's a great stat. But there are more older workers who have dropped out because of earlier retirements. There's that. Anyway, the bottom line is this. When you look at low unemployment rates, take heart because we are seeing a good number, even in Alabama, 2.6%. But the thing that matters, what drives the train right now, is the labor force participation rate. And Alabama's labor force participation rate is worse than the national average. We've got to get people back in the workforce. No more of this sitting at home, you know, on your keister. Let's get her done. Let's get back in there. Let's make Alabama productive. Best state in the nation to live in, I think. Get them back to work. All right, that's it. We'll come right back. Going to talk about some wokeness and how to deprogram woke. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.